NRP, S2, E3, the social medias. Welcome to S2E3. I'm loving the new format personally because it gives me a chance to write about something a week and talk about it directly to you guys. And it's nice to have a little bit of a schedule, a little bit of a, okay, what am I going to be talking about this week? I got to make it interesting. I got a topic I want to write about because I like to put together little lists in my head of like applications and tips and tutorials and things, and you know, I can post them on different sizes and stuff, but it's nice to actually have something to write about. So remember, if you're just listening to this, to check the blog, and if you're just reading this, which I don't know how you're hearing this, but anyway, just remember to read the blog and listen to the podcast, because that way you'll get both. And I try and keep things short, because I think an hour-long podcast of one guy talking by himself, I don't want to do that, and I know nobody else wants to hear that. I'd like to get some co-hosts on here. We'll see how that goes. I spent the week trying to work in Manga Studio 5, so I'm getting used to the brushes. I'd like to start posting stuff, like do a piece and post it on some social media sites or something. You know, get some comments, some likes on the Facebooks or the Tumbles. You know, different things. I'd like to do that. Thing is, I haven't really been finishing anything. I've been going, okay, this brush does this. Okay, let me see if I scribble a little bit with this other one. Oh, the difference are slightly, I can use this for something. So I'm building up, like, in my head what I can do with these brushes, but I haven't actually done anything with them yet, and I kind of don't like myself for doing that. And it's like, I need to just draw a picture of a pretty lady or something. Come on. So we'll work that out. But next week, I'm diving into a different thing. I'm going to be going back to those animations now that I've taken a little time to breathe after making I basically made scene templates. I took the scenes, inserted the scratch tracks, the audio, and everything. Now I need to go in and really start marking up the beats and making a rudimentary animatic with it. Basically because you want to mark out beats, because as you work, you know, the whole idea, well, every artist sits down and wants to think, I can just do this off the cuff, just go right at it. And you draw one drawing and go, I don't know what I'm doing. So, you know, I've got the scratch tracks laid into the files. Try and do each shot and then each scene inside of the shots. And then try and do each of those in various stages of, like, these very rough animatics. And then, you know, some very rough animation and then cleaning stuff up. I'm not sure if I'm going to post it online or not yet, because I kind of want you to see it when it's done. And I think if you see it very, very rough and then keep seeing the same thing over and over, it might drive you crazy. And I'm not going to try and rush this, because there's a lot of stuff I need to practice with. This is the first one is what I'm really practicing on, trying to get the system down with it, where I can digitally paint backgrounds and figure out how I'm going to import them and how many I'm going to need and figure out how to set up shots. I think after I get this first one done, moving on to the next one is going to be easier. So we'll see. We'll see how that theory holds up in practice. Anyway, so speaking of posting things and whatnot, today I'd like to talk about social media. Now, I know I'm going to sound like every guy on CNN and MSNBC. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and be our friend. You know, I don't want to do that. I'm going to share my experiences with social media. I've been on Twitter since like 2006. I first heard about it on the Boag World web design podcast. So there was that, and I've been on it for a while, and I'm not bragging about being on it. It's just it's been an evolving thing, which it's kind of funny because, you know, Facebook kind of had status updates first, but then Twitter said, no, we're limiting it so you can update it from a mobile phone, and it's not like Facebook exactly, so, there, you know, it was kind of a weird little community, and then it exploded, and then, yeah. But Twitter, I like being on Twitter. The thing is, some people don't understand how to use it. And, you know, I mean, from back at the time when people was to get on Twitter and go, hey, I'm writing this big long post, and it gets cut off. You know, they don't understand the 140 character limit. And then people who post on it too much. I mean, I'm not professing to be perfect at it, but if I see 15 tweets from you filling my timeline, you're doing it wrong. You know, there's Twitter. Facebook, I kind of use to just keep almost like a mailing list. Just keep in touch of people I went to high school and college with and other friends I've known from different jobs and different activities and whatnot. It's nice. I mean, I know a lot of people can do marketing on it, obviously, but I think, I don't know, Facebook anymore, I kind of stay on it just to keep in touch with people, and there's a lot too much sharing of crap, and it's getting kind of flooded. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sure if you have a very solid fan base and a very solid plan, you can make it work. It's just, I don't know how you use that beast. Then there's Google Plus. Oh, Google Plus, we had such high hopes for you. People were flocking to you when you opened. The thing is, Google does stuff really well, but they also do stuff like when they bought YouTube, and then they still had Google Video, but they didn't really do anything with Google Video, and then they let it die, and it's like, well, I don't know, guys. I mean, YouTube is kind of its own thing, but it's slowly becoming more Googleized, I guess. Google's had iterations of, this is going to be the next awesome thing, and they don't do anything with it, and it slowly goes away. You know, people kind of have to take to it, and Google Plus, it has its ideas. Like, I like the fact that you can control who sees what a lot easier than Facebook, which is all sliders, and, you know, you think you set your privacy, but, you know, you really didn't, so I don't know about Facebook. Don't post anything on Facebook you wouldn't want everybody to see, is my personal opinion. I mean, they say, oh, you can set privacy, but, yeah, yeah, anything on the internet, man, sure, right. Anyway, Tumblr, I think Tumblr and Twitter are a good mix, because if you're going to post content that takes up a lot of tweets, post it on Tumblr, get a blog, write it out, and then it'll share, auto-share the link. Which, auto-sharing, another thing I'm going to talk about in a minute. And one last, the other two I really want to talk about, Pinterest and YouTube. Now, Pinterest is a lot like Tumblr, except it's kind of, it's got things divided into boards. So you can put a topic and a topic and a topic, and rather than having, like, a blog, you have boards, and you're like, oh, I've got, this is for, you know, my plans for renovating my house, this is my plans for organizing kids' rooms, and that's kind of what it is, because it's a large percentage of the users are women, and it kind of does look like a, I don't want to say like Martha Stewart-y, crafty-oriented, kind of very lady-friendly. In fact, the thing about Pinterest is it's a nice service to be on, it's fairly useful, but guys get so insecure about how ladyistic it is. Is it ladylike? Is that the term I'm looking for? Anyway, that they've actually made things like Gentle Mint. They've actually made alternatives to Pinterest that are for men and manly things and men wrestling bears and stuff like that. And it's like, guys, for reals? We're doing this? Alright. Yeah, I like Pinterest. It's interesting, though. Like I said, it's mostly, I mean, more people are getting on it now, but it's still very, you'll see a lot of ladylike posts in, you know, like how to organize the women, you know, how to organize the kids' rooms and makeup and, you know, nail tips and stuff like that. And it's like, that's fine, you know, the nice thing about social media is that there can be groups of people. You know, you stumble into communities that you didn't even know about. They have like 5,000 members, you know, and it's stuff like, wow, so there's a thing for everybody. So I don't, you know, whatever weird thing you're into, I'm sure there's some group out there for you. That's Pinterest. Another interesting social media is YouTube. Now, let's be clear here. I've said it before. I'll say it every time it comes up. YouTube comments are the worst. Bottom of the barrel. Oh, comments. Why? Horrible things said. But that's YouTube. Now, that's the bottom of YouTube comments. I'm sure, you know, average users like myself and the people I follow are good people and, you know, can actually hold a dialogue. The problem is, anonymity plus the internet equals douchebag. Now that we've talked about some of the basics, I mean, there's stuff like Reddit, StumbleUpon, a whole bunch of different kinds of things, and I'm sure they're great. I just don't know anything about Reddit because I don't use it. You know, you can spend years studying social media and not actually doing creative things to share on this social media. So it's like, you could be a professional lurker, I guess, is the term. Anyway, but let's talk about some apps and some tools for sharing and better utilizing these kind of things. One thing I really like is EveryPost for the iPhone, because you can share to Tumblr, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Google Plus, I believe. I can't remember any off the top of my head, but I mean, I try to share to Google Plus. I really do. I'd like it to stick around and find its niche. I don't know. I kind of looked at it, and now my friends were really sharing. Well, it's like always the same three people. So, but anyway, every post is a good one. You can share Groove Shark playlist. You can share YouTube videos. You can share things from your phone or other pictures. You know, it's very, like, there's a lot of different apps that say, oh, share to Facebook and Twitter that you pay, or there's this one that you can share to, like, five different networks for free. Well, as for viewing your networks, I mostly stick to Flipboard on the iPhone again. I mean, I don't want to be an iPhone guy. Do you get, like, I didn't get one till the 4S, so it's okay to not have a smartphone, but I think now, I like having a phone that interacts with my computer so I can swap my photos back and forth. And plus, I didn't really start texting until in 2008 when I went to San Diego Comic-Con with some friends, and it's like on the road, take photos, share them back home. It's like, well, I texted on my cell phone and I didn't have a smartphone. I took pictures, and it's kind of like, I don't know about sitting out, picking out who wants to see all these pictures when I'd rather just share them on a site. So now that I have a phone that'll just take a picture and put it on Twitter or wherever, it's a lot easier that way. So Flipboard, though, is what I use for reading content because, I mean, it has news, it's a news aggregate, it has blog post aggregates, it lets you see your Facebook feed, I think, better than going to Facebook's actual site because status updates are kind of, I don't know how they're organized, but chronologically on Flipboard is a lot easier to follow. But yeah, Flipboard is real nice. It's like a magazine for your phone. And you get it constantly updated as stuff comes out. Another nice web app that I'd like to talk about is If This, Then That. Now, it's basically, this is where the automation stuff comes in. It's basically you program recipes or, you know, connections between services. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh man, you're automating your thing and it's not a real person. I don't like that. No. I like to think of it as you're sharing it, you're just blasting out what you've got to people who might find it relevant. Like, example, this week I thought of this question that I've been thinking about every time I go grocery shopping. The milk says whole, half, 2%, 1%. And every time I pass it, I go, what's with the huge disparity between, like, whole, half, and then 2%, 1%? What, where, nobody want 25% or 75%? What's up with that? And I shared this question using every post, and I've gotten numerous responses from people who are like, what is up with that? And then one person shared that it was all about the amount of butterfat, that whole milk is really 4% butterfat. And I'm like, well, they're confusing two terms then. If you're going to call it whole milk and half milk, always call it that. Call it, like, you know, whole milk, half milk, and then there's obviously skim. But I'm saying have a different name for it than suddenly switch to talking about percentages of butterfat. I mean, that's like saying, like, it's like comparing the percentage of butterfat. You can, you know, milk is the actual product, and butter is an end result after it's been enriched from certain ways. It's like, that's like comparing a turkey in quantities of turducken. It just doesn't make much sense to me. It's like, it's a product in and of itself. What, you don't start, like, you know, like, oh, I stitched two turkeys together, so now we're equating it in double turkey to speak. You know, it's like, I don't know. That's just me, but at least it started the discussion, and I shared it on both Facebook and Twitter using every post, and now I got, you know, my friends who thought, that's funny, I don't understand why they call it that either. And now on Twitter, I got a response with a link to a chart on Wikipedia, and it's good. It stimulates discussion as long as it's actually being used. The problem is a lot of people post things online and they think, oh, this is just gonna blast out to everybody. I'm famous. And it's like, we don't care what you had for breakfast. Quit posting photos of it. And it's like, also, don't reshare stuff we don't care about. I'm sure you found that one picture funny. You're sharing too much. Put the phone down. So, anyway, If This, Then That is a service where you can link things up. Say, every time somebody posts on one of your news readers or a certain website that you tell it to follow will post a new blog, it'll send it to your Twitter, or it'll send, you know, an alert to your phone, or what, I think it does that, I'm not sure, there's a lot of incantations of this. So, like, you can make yourself your own private little, like, automated to tell you when it's doing things, and it's very useful. But also, I recommend, if you're going to do this, you have to kind of think like a programmer, so realize that each link in the chain, there's a potential to fail. Like when Tumblr changed their API recently, it broke a lot of third-party applications for browsing, which is a shame because Tumblr's own app on the iPhone, it's all right. It's not the best. It's not. I really liked ImageTumble, which I thought was a great app, and unfortunately, it got broke, and the developers were like, we're going to be fixing this, and we'll have it back in the store in a few weeks, and that was last year, and I'm getting worried the more time passes. Miss you, ImageTumble. Anyway, but if this, then that, it's a nice service for plugging things into each other and making recipes to automate things, because really, automating things helps you in the long run, so it's worth checking out. There, you know, when you sign up for a Tumblr, you can set it to post to your Twitter, you can, when you save a thing on Pinterest, you can share it on Facebook and Twitter. Do these things if you, it's good to be able to follow and decide which ones to share. Sometimes you don't want to overdo it, but it's good to share across different networks, because you got different groups of friends, and that's, you know, just like life. Worlds are colliding, Jerry! Anyway, Seinfeld reference. I know, I didn't really watch a lot of Seinfeld, but I remember that one. I mean, I've got college friends that meet my high school friends, and it's just kind of weird. Anyway, another service that I started using on the iPhone, Lost Friends. Now, there's pay apps that do this, and there's a couple other free ones, but I like it. It tells you who unfriended you, which, I mean, on Facebook, I don't have this much of a problem, because people I follow on Facebook, it's kind of, we always kind of always follow each other. It's mostly former classmates and stuff, so I don't really get unfriended there. But stuff like Twitter, where people go, hey, I'm following you, follow me back, okay? And I look at your stuff, oh no, all you do is repost other people's stuff, I'm sorry, I don't want to follow your Twitter. And then they unfollow me without me knowing. Or like, I've, in the webcomic community, there's a lot of people that follow other web cartoonists, and if you don't follow them back, like, within that day, they unfollow you, and it's like, that's not, you don't really want to follow me, do you? I mean, if you're following me, talk to me, man. Send me a direct message, or, like, you know, a tweet at me, or, you know, one of those things. So, but yeah, Lost Friends, it tells you who unfollows you. Also works on Instagram, a couple other things. That's fairly useful. I know a service I used to use was a Tweeter Karma, which the main reason I'm not using it right now is it's clunky. I think it relies on a lot of things, looking at other things. And some, like, a lot of times it'll just fail to reload the lists of people who, it'll show you who is following you, but you're not following them, and who stopped following you, and, you know, stuff like that. And it kind of lost a lot of its usefulness when Twitter made them get rid of the mass unfollow, so that you could just check everybody who stopped following you and unfollow them. Streamified is an interesting service. It was originally Start Google Plus, and I think it got bought out or converted into the Streamified service. But the idea is that you can bring your Facebook friends and your Twitter stream into checking Google Plus on the site, which is a good thing in theory. But the service itself was very, very broken, and the iPhone app was, yeah, the more stuff you add into it, like, you put your Tumblr account in there, you put your Twitter, and it just constantly, it's searching for all these sources, and it's bogged down, and it breaks, and it freezes up, and it's like, guys, if Flipboard can do this, you should be able to. You're just pulling in content. You shouldn't be chugging along. And I wish them all the best. You know, I really hope for some people who might just want to bring their Facebook and Twitter into their Google Plus viewing experience, that's good for them. But for me, it's a little clunky right now. So those are the things I'm using right now. I'll be sharing more on the blog, and I'll be talking more about this later on as I experiment with social media. Like YouTube, I like YouTube, and I like people like the Yogscast, at the end of their episodes, they have a huge page of like, click this for the next link, click this to subscribe, and I think those are actually fairly useful, because it shows that they're thinking in an overall concept of like, here's the series, and here's us as people, and here's the people that we have on the show, this, you know, and I'd like to start doing, you know, episodes of things on YouTube and whatnot, and Blip and other video services and other recording things and playthroughs. I just want to be more busy. Busier. I want to be doing posting art and actually out doing things. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'll see y'all next week. More, visit NoRightsProductions.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/NoRights. And hey, why don't you check out my Tumblr at NoRights.tumblr.com.